In the previous year, we spoke about that we're missing, without the Beis Hamikdash, the chance for these highest levels of Amuna, which is really the purpose of the world, that we have this full Amuna in Hashem, that He runs the world, that He created the world, as the Ramban says. Now I want to speak a little more broadly. We should recognize the tremendously high levels of Avodas Hashem that the Jewish people reached when they had a Beis Hamikdash. And that's what we're missing. We're missing this very, very high level of Avodas Hashem. There's a striking Gemara in Yuma. Daf Tesamud Beis. The Gemara there is comparing the levels of Ruchnius, of Vodas Hashem, of Bayis Rishon to Bayis Sheni. And the Gemara there says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tova Tziparnan Shal Rishonim Mi Kreso Shal Achronim. The fingernail of the earlier generations is better than the stomach, the abdomen of the later ones. What does that mean? A fingernail is an unimportant part of the body compared to the stomach. That's the major thing. So Rav Yochanan is saying that a relatively lower, less important member of the early generations from Bayis Rishon was greater than even the most distinguished, the most chashuv of people from Bayis Sheni. The article footnotes there explain very well. It's axiomatic that as the generations come and go, there is an inexorable diminishment of Torah observance and comprehension. So we see here in the Gemara and the Gemara actually discusses explicitly Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni here that the level of Ruchnius in Bisman Bayis Rishon was significantly higher than Bayis Sheni. In Bayis Sheni we have Eidos about. Fascinating Eidos. Josephus describes the religious enthusiasm and commitment of Bnei Yisrael at the end of Bayis Sheni. This is Josephus writing, and Josephus was biased against the religious Jews. Even now, there is still no one of the Jews who does not act as if Moshe were present and ready to punish him if he should do anything that is indecent. To this very day, the writings left by Moshe have so great a force, the sages of the Torah have so great a power over the multitude, that when they say anything against the king or against the high priest, they are immediately believed. The seventh day, Shabbos, we set apart from labor. It is dedicated to the learning of our customs and laws. They cannot be dissuaded from acting what they think best, that when they are stripped on this account and have torments inflicted upon them and are brought to the most terrible kinds of death, they meet them after an extraordinary manner beyond all other people and will not renounce their religion of their forefathers. That's Bayis Sheni. Josephus has more to say about Bayis Sheni. And here we see in the Gemara that Bayis Rishon was what? Even a higher level than Bayis Sheni. Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal writes as follows: not even the idolaters amongst our people ever denied the miracles of the Exodus from Egypt or the giving of the Torah at Sinai. The prophets, who were very extreme in their denunciation of every sin, did not once accuse anyone of disbelief in the Torah. Even the idolaters observed the laws of the Torah. There are many makoros that indicate that the basic mitzvos they were keeping. Except for the sins of idolatry, the sins were minimal. But even the idolatry was to a great extent the result of the wicked example shown by the other nations. Israelites never invented an idol of their own. Rav Miller writes. He quotes here a proof from the Gemara in Tainus that they all kept the Tainios de Rabbanan. The procedure of proclaiming a fast day when a mishap occurs and of assembling the people to search out the sins for which the mishap occurred is certainly a rabbinic decree. Yet we see that it was the accepted practice even in the kingdom of Ahav. They were keeping all the Drabanas despite the Avodah Zarah. They observed the rabbinic practice of going to hear the Torah preached on the Shabbos. They even went to the sage on Rosh Chodesh. So although the Navi describes the Avodah Zarah, they were all keeping the Torah. But Avigdor Miller points out, it was only parts of the people that were influenced. The great majority obeyed the Torah and hearkened to the prophets. Viewed as a whole, Judah and Jerusalem in the time of the first destruction excelled all the following generations in righteousness. That's what our Gemara is saying in Yuma, that they were a higher level than Bayesheni, and Bayesheni was a very high level. So we have to have a sense of what it was like. Bizman de Beis Hamikdash, the incredible commitment. Again, when they saw Hashem and they had the miracles, the Avodah Zarah. So this is hard for us to understand. The Gemara says that somehow the Yetzer for Avodah Zarah was so high that it's something that's hard for us to understand. And again, many Sfarim say it was only a minority. And even while they're keeping doing the Avodah Zarah, they were still keeping the rest of the Torah, certainly the vast majority. It's a very, very high level. This is what we're missing. We're missing this high level of Avodas Hashem, of Ruchnius, which goes together with the Beis Hamikdash. It's interesting, when you read the Nevi'im are very harsh on Bnei Yisrael. There are different approaches how to explain this, but there are many who say as follows, that the Nevi'im emphasized and stress the small amount of negative parts of Am Yisrael in order to bring them to the highest levels. But we shouldn't get a misimpression that the vast majority of Jews, Bizman, Bayis, Risha, were doing horrible things. I heard the following mashal from Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal. If you're at a wedding, the star of the wedding is a kala. The photographer takes pictures of the kala. Let's say there's a tiny speck of dirt or a tiny, tiny misapplied makeup on the kala's cheek. It's barely noticeable, but the photographer insists on removing the speck. Why? But the kala looks beautiful even with the tiny speck. But at the wedding, the photographer wants the kala not just to look beautiful, but to look perfect. This is the approach to have in mind when we're learning Tanakh. Just to give you one example, Yechezkel discusses the Dor HaMidbar. And he writes, this is a parakuf, Esha besosai chilu ma'od. Bnei Yisrael profaned Shabbos greatly in the Midbar. We had a real problem with Chilul Shabbos in the Midbar. Now, if you look there in the Pashup Shat, Rashi and Mitzvot David, they both write Yecheskel is referring to two episodes. When Bnei Yisrael went out to collect the man on Shabbos, and the Mekoshesh Eitzim. Two episodes of Chilul Shabbos. We were in the Midbar nearly for 40 years. There were roughly well over 2.5 million Jews. 40 years, 2.5 million Jews, more than 2.5 million. Two examples of Chilul Shabbos. That's a very, very good record. Extra, nearly perfect. And yet, what does Yechezkel say? Es Shabbos so sa'chil u'ma'od. This is a very good example where the Navi is emphasizing, overemphasizing, the weakness of Chai Yisrael in order to strive us to even the highest levels. But we should appreciate that the generations that had the Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Sheni, as we saw the Eidos of Josephus, Bayis Rishon, which the Gemara says was much higher than Bayis Sheni, very high levels of Avodas Hashem, which makes sense. When you have this tremendous emunah in Hashem, it would lead to the highest levels of avoda. This is what we're missing. This is what we're davening for. To have the opportunity again with the Beis HaMikdash to achieve the highest, highest levels. And we'll try to achieve the highest levels without the mistakes described in Tanakh. This is what's missing. What's missing without a Beis HaMikdash is the living with Ruchnius, the living with closest to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the living of very, very high levels of Avodas Hashem, as described in the earlier Svarim. And again, the rebuke of the Nevi'im, which is very harsh sometimes, that's the mashal of the Kala. And the proof, one of the proofs is, there are other proofs, is the Pasuk in Yechezkel. It's true, other Mefarshim warned that Pasuk differently, but the Pashup Shat of the Pasuk, we know in Tanakh, the Pashup Shat is Rashi and Mitzudas, the Pashup Shat is two acts of Chilul Shabbos in 40 years, almost 3 million people, and that's called Es Shabboso Sa'chil U'ma'od. It's very striking. One of the most beautiful nevuahs in the whole Tanakh about Bnei Yisrael is from Bilam. Matovu Alecha Yaakov. Beautiful, beautiful nevuahs. It goes on and on. So Avigdor Miller explains why. Because Bilam's nevuah wasn't there to give Musa to Am Yisrael. He was talking up on the mountain. His nevuah wasn't directed at us at all to make us better. So Bilam told the truth. Ironically, the non-Jewish Navi, he told the truth. The beauty of the Jewish people, the greatness of the Jewish people, which is what we always were. Beautiful, super high madrigas, especially the Dor HaMidbar. Living with closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is what's missing. Without a Mishkan, without a Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, what's missing is the extraordinarily high levels of Avodas Hashem that a Jew is supposed to reach is much easier to reach and was reached when we had a Beis HaMikdash. And that's what we're asking for again, to get back to that ability to serve Hashem at the highest, highest levels